Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 13th Annual January Recognition Ceremony. I'm Emily DeChico, and I'm the Senior Class Commencement Chair. The academic procession is about to begin. Please take your seats and kindly clear all aisles. Also, please take a moment to be sure the ringers on your cell phones are turned off. The event is being live streamed for the web, so please remain in your seats during the ceremony so as to not block the cameras by the video staff and professional photographers. The video can be viewed at Cornell Cast next week. There will be opportunities to take photos with your students after the ceremony. Please take a moment to locate the closest exit to you. In case of an emergency, listen carefully to the PA system. Thank you. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce from each college who will be announcing the degree candidates' names today. From the Graduate School, Associate Dean Jan Allen. From the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Associate Dean Robert Smith. From the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, Architecture Department Chair Mark Cruvelier. From the School of Hotel Administration, Associate Dean Stephen Carvell. From the College of Human Ecology, Associate Dean Margaret Frey. From the College of Engineering, Associate Dean Leslie Trotter. From the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Associate Dean Donald Vians. And from the College of Arts and Sciences, Associate Dean Patricia Wazalu. Thank you for coming, and please join us at the reception afterwards.
Thank you. Good morning. Please be seated. Families, friends, colleagues, and students, we've gathered here today to honor our students who are completing their academic achievements at Cornell University. At this time, it's my great pleasure to introduce to you the president of Cornell University, Elizabeth Garrett.
Good morning, and thank you, Professor Walcott. Good morning. On behalf of Cornell University and the deans, faculty, and staff of its schools and colleges, I am pleased to welcome you this morning to today's ceremony and to congratulate the students who will be earning their Cornell degrees in January 2016. Please help me in recognizing our terrific graduates. I especially want to welcome the families and guests of the January graduates and to thank you for making the trip to Ithaca for this ceremony. You have supported these students in so many ways over the years, guiding and encouraging them, providing financial support, listening as they work out their plans for their future. Graduates, please join me in a round of applause for your family members and friends. There are two other groups that I'd like to recognize. First, join me in thanking the faculty members who have been your teachers and mentors and whose impact on your thoughts and your careers will continue in the future. And recognize Cornell staff members who volunteer their time to make this reception possible. Thank you, Cornell staff, for giving your time on a weekend during this busy holiday season, in addition to everything else you do for Cornell. Thank you, faculty and staff. So I know this is a very special day for all of you, but it's special for me as well. Having served Cornell as president only since last July, I am honored to address this assembly, my first graduating class for the university. And today we salute 964 candidates for January degrees. About 500 of those will receive bachelor's degrees, and about 435 are earning a master's degree. We have 25 candidates for doctoral degrees, one DVM, and 24 PhDs. And I am proud to say that 7 of these degree candidates are completing their degrees while employed here at Cornell. Our students come from all over the world, helping classmates get to know a variety of cultures and viewpoints, and making a Cornell education truly global. In this graduating class, international students are about 15% of our bachelor's candidates and just over half of the candidates for graduate and professional degrees. Graduates, you are at many different points in your lives. While most of you will receive a bachelor's degree today, others will be celebrating the completion of a graduate or professional degree, perhaps having returned to the academy after a period of work and life experience. But whatever milestone you are celebrating, I am confident that you have gained here much more than a credential, and that you have the tools to build on your Cornell education, to nourish what you have already launched here, a rich intellectual life that will serve you well no matter what the future will bring. Now, what do I mean by an intellectual life? I don't use that phrase in the exclusionary sense, as though intellect is all that matters. I wish for all of you a life full of varied experience, of love and friendship, meaningful work, and deep commitment to the well-being of others. I mean intellectual life as described by the late Cornell professor, Carl Becker, the teacher and historian for whom the Becker House residence on West Campus is named. For Becker, intellectual life is about questions more than answers. It is, he said, a continuous adventure of the mind in which something is being discovered, possessing whatever meaning the adventurer can find in it. The individualism so prominent in Becker's definition is not selfish or self-absorbed, insisting on its own certainties. Rather, Becker's mental explorer is constantly asking questions, recognizing the limits of individual knowledge, and testing new ideas. Listening, as if to a tuning fork, for how they may challenge or harmonize with the listener's values and how they may expand the listener's mind. The adventure is not solely for the benefit of the explorer herself, but opens new vistas for her colleagues and society. Here in academia, where so much of what we do is conducting research to find answers, or studying to master facts, concepts, and skills, we also fully appreciate how much we do not know. That is, how extensive our future adventures must be to make more progress on our search for answers and for truth. The true scholar deeply appreciates what a valuable thing acknowledging the fact and scope of our ignorance is. Stuart Feierstein, a neuroscientist at Columbia University, has written a book provocatively titled Ignorance: How It Drives Science. By ignorance, he does not mean willful stupidity marked by an indifference to facts or logic. Rather, ignorance in this sense, he says, is not an individual lack of information, but a communal gap in knowledge. It is a case where data don't exist, or more commonly, where existing data don't make sense, don't add up to a coherent explanation. This is the kind of ignorance that exhilarates the scholar, who seeks new knowledge, knows that the many facts of science are subject to challenge and revision, and relishes the kinds of answers that will lead to more and deeper questions. The day-to-day work of science, Feierstein says, is like piecing together a puzzle. It's not like piecing together a puzzle. It's more like searching for a black cat in a dark room, not knowing whether the cat is actually in there or not. Social scientist Michael Smithson of Australian National University offers a different analogy. The larger the island of knowledge grows, the longer the shoreline where knowledge meets ignorance extends. The more we know, the more we can ask. And it is not only science, including physical life and social sciences, that is driven by the desire to understand our collective ignorance and reduce its scope. The arts and humanities also seek to provide ways to better understand human life and to offer us a richer vocabulary to develop our own insights and knowledge. John Keats described the value of what he called negative capability, defining it as being in uncertainties, mysteries, doubts, without any irritable reaching after fact and reason. Art is creating not by figuring out definite answers, but by exploring ambiguities, by pushing the boundaries of questions. Feierstein refines Keats' language when he notes, scientists do reach after fact and reason, but it is when they are most uncertain that the reaching is the most imaginative. That imaginative reaching, the questioning and exploring of ambiguity, are enterprises that require courage. The courage to admit what we don't know, and the courage to risk something that might end in failure. Sometimes, there just isn't the cat in the black, dark room. Sometimes, we have to find another room or search for something other than the cat. But here, in this community of scholars, you have developed that kind of courage and resilience. You have learned to think critically and ask perceptive questions, and all these qualities will be valuable in the years ahead. Years that will bring challenges you cannot anticipate now and will require a flexibility of thought, a willingness to take risks, and the creativity nurtured by the liberal arts. At this key moment in your lives, as we celebrate with unqualified enthusiasm all that you have accomplished, let's not forget to celebrate ignorance as well as knowledge, uncertainty as well as certainty, questions as well as answers. These are the areas that nourish intellectual life, that make it exciting, that enrich our adventures of the mind day after day. You have my very warmest congratulations on all your achievements here at Cornell, and my very best wishes for a continuous adventure of the mind and of the heart. Congratulations, graduates. And now I am very pleased to introduce the president of the senior class, Jonathan Lowry.
Thank you, President Garrett, deans, faculty, trustees, and staff that make this university what it is. And thank you to my fellow classmates and students and your families for making our time here so memorable. Congratulations, we made it. You know, there once was a gifted girl just like us. Her name was Cornelia. She seemed to know just about everything the world had to offer. Biology, Egyptology, phonology, you name it. But one thing she didn't know was what to do with what she knew. She went through all of the books in Olin and Eris and Man, searching for the answer. Nothing. None of her professors with their multiple PhDs and MDs and JDs could tell her. She must find it for herself, they said. So one day, while exploring Ithaca, she happened upon two identical doors. Adventurous by nature, she took a peek. Entering the first, Cornelia saw a great hall where on a long candlelit banquet table lay bowls of steaming, fragrant soups, succulent roasts, and a glorious array of food that made her mouth water. Diners filled every single chair, but the table was one of rage and resentment. The diners all held giant spoons, but rather than eating, they hissed and they spat at one another. Looking closer, she saw that all the spoons had long handles, longer than the diner's arms, too long, in fact, for them to angle them just right to feed themselves. She shuddered and fled. And she was about to leave for good when she heard a tinkle of laughter slip out of the other door. So curious, as always, she crept over to it and peered in. Inside, there was an identical long candle-lit banquet table, covered with a similar array of delicious foods, drinks, and sweets. But here, the sounds of laughter, chatter, and song filled the hall. These diners, too, had long spoons, but rather than trying to feed themselves, they reached across the table with the spoons to feed one another. Our education, these tools we've received, these long spoons we hold in our hands, can separate us from others, or they can bring us together. As we go our separate ways, where we go isn't important. Whether we find frustration or friendship in our new life doesn't depend on the place. It doesn't depend on where we sit at the table relative to others, at the head or in the little corner. It's what we do when we are at the table. It's how we treat those beside us, our friends and our family, our neighbors, and those who are strangers, rich or poor, black or white, in every class and shade in between. We should take to heart what Cornelia learned that day. that our university, which has fed us knowledge and stirred our ambition, can only teach us so much. That some things you can't learn from books or professors, but must learn for yourself. That the satisfaction of our lives doesn't depend on the spoons we wield, our Ivy League degrees, our ambition, our youth, but how we use them. Drawing from the words given to a person I most admire, I hope we can be remembered as a class of kind, decent men and women who, when they saw wrong, tried to stop it. When they saw suffering, tried to heal it. When they saw brokenness, tried to mend it. I know our class is one dedicated to stopping wrong and making right. I've seen it in the eyes of those of you I've worked beside to fight hunger in our community. I've felt it in the goodwill expressed by organizations like Minds Matter and Random Acts of Kindness that believe in you when you don't believe in yourself, and give candy and high fives before exams. I've read it in the Daily Sun, articles like those about Annabelle's grocery store, which will soon provide healthy, affordable, and accessible food to all students who seek it out. And the humble actions by our class that can't be seen and can't be heard or read tread silently, but just as surely beside us. Wherever we may go, I trust we will be a force for one another, to take what we have done and learned on this campus to the outside world so that we may enrich those around us, as opposed to just ourselves. To be anything less would be untrue to our name. To do anything less would be unfaithful to our education. There is a saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I hope we can go far together. Thank you, class of 2016. It's been an honor serving you these past 4 years.
Thank you, Jonathan. We will now recognize the January degree candidates individually. I will call each dean forward and ask the candidates to rise one row at a time and approach the platform. At this time, the reader for the first college will approach the microphone near the stairs. And will the senior vice provost and dean of the graduate school, Barbara Newth, please step forward, and the PhD candidates from the graduate school approach the platform. The PhD candidates will each be officially hooded by Dean Newth, signifying their success in completing a doctoral degree graduate program.
Stacy Carling, nutrition. Louisa Semeska, chemistry and chemical biology. Diane Schmidt, food science and technology. Christopher Langone, Communication. Kristen Rosa, Physiology. Nicolay Shelev, Physics. Soho Lee, Mechanical Engineering. Matthew Russell, Biological and Environmental Engineering. Amy Hetherington, Natural Resources. Brandon Winning, Chemistry and Chemical Biology. Jonathan Sothoff, Chemical Engineering. Jason Hofgartner, Astronomy. Brad Wham, Civil and Environmental Engineering.
Will the master's candidates from the graduate school please approach the platform?
Daniel Wu. Achilles Leonardis Danny Sindra. Samuel Tung. Yu Chi. Ma Long. Wenwei Wang. Yanja Li. Yashin Shi. Di Chu. Tong Lu. Michael Condon. Wei Ching. Minjdi Chen. Laurel Kiarpus Parker. Christopher Fruin. Zachary Cohen. Yandi Zhao. Camilla Tahim. Ranjani Ramin. Saeed Al-Wahabi. Lumen Zhao. Yi Da. Gregory Dalubek. Megan Frank. Andrew Crook. Bo Chang.
Thank you, Senior Vice Provost and Dean Knuth. Will the Dean of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Kevin Halleck, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Colin Schultz. Samuel Newman Plotnick. Oscar Correa. Casimira Hernandez. Max Ellison. Nicole Edelstein. Joseph Pisicolo. Leanne Kanarek. T.T. Hashwene Deva. Sophie Allen.
Thank you, Dean Halleck. Will the Dean of the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, Kent Kleinman, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Whitney Leong. Jing Liu. Andrea Gulerez. Stephanie Amasifen. Kate Kerbel. Hong Yul In. Mitsuto Mori. Yong Xiao Liu. Nico Song Her. Alan Chav. John Stewart Pitcock. Nicholas DeMeo. Apeksha Patel. Sophia Shagala. Luke Erickson. Lucas Greco. Whitney Von Houten. Catherine Joseph. Siobhan Lee. Han Zhang. Alexander Stoykovich. Sejong Song. Carl Pops. Rosebel Tanalia. Valmir Luce. Heather Ashley Boyer. Matthew Guerin. Alexa Singer.
Thank you, Dean Kleinman. Will the Dean of the School of Hotel Administration, Michael Johnson, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform?
Stephen Petrato. Daniel Tuller. Not Daniel Tuller. Is that Alexandra?
Congratulations.
Okay. You're Alexandra Hall. Sarah Derivoff. Xiaoqi Guo. David Huertas. Andrew David Johnson. Michael Jeremy Wilkerson. Liang Shou. Da Cheng Lu. Xiao Yi. Autumn Perez. Justin Fryer. Ryan Helkowski. Nali Pomanchan. Michelle Ji-hyun Kim. Bo-hwen Huang. Yu Xian Qian. Robert J. Wee. Anjali Ng. Brianna Lud Yang. Catherine Chiu. Melissa Mei-Jin Lim. Sasha Vija Ya. Michelle Chen. C.E. Chen. Yiran Chen. Jin An. Bryson Eads. Vincent Okechukwu Okafor III. Nicole Schillerstrom. Jenna Charlotte Cantor.
Thank you, Dean Johnson. Will the Dean of the College of Human Ecology, Alan Mathias, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform?
Emily DiCicco. Madeline Weinfeld. Brooke Blau. Katie Loshak. August Houghton. Nicole Sember. Andrew Del Rey. Tyler Berman. Erica Epstein. Alexander Waddell. Jane Park. Josephine Hong. Isabel Rothstein. Vanessa Sanchez. Erica Lee. Sua Go. Michelle Markovich. Lily Van de Bogart. Madeline Carey Rochford. Brian McGovern. Kaylin Green. Natalie O'Toole. Jamie Lowe. Kelly Young. Ivory Wang. Bianca Silva. Sarah Orwig. Caitlin Cook. Angela Berlingeri. Maria Lee. Lisa Matthews. Micah Maestaradze. Catherine Wang.
Thank you, Dean Mathias. Will the Dean of the College of Engineering, Lance Collins, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform?
We begin with Master of Engineering candidates. Kevin Wang. Andrew Sung. Jikun Lian. Raghava Manvita Reddy Bonapati. Jeffrey Suen. Qi Zhang. Isaac Stein. Laura Nielsen. Caitlin Rose McKinley. Justin Matthew. Isabel Ko. Brendan Fogarty. Taylor Macy. Stephanie Chen. Yun Ching. Yu Yang Ying. Jingyi Pan, Hengxi Yao, Yuan Yao, Ziying Guo, Minjia, Cecilia Munoz Duquang, Saad Irfan. Eric Suarez. Christopher Rogers. Ranjita Gurijalia. Larry Gee. Samuel Alles. Matthew Scroce. Ambi Mobula. Paul Bakoyanis. Carolyn N. Strock. Nina Bushakian. Thomas Schultz. Eric Simeonologu. Sarah King. Jessica Goemer. Lisa Lee. George Zhu. Yang Li. Rukang Huang. Divyesh Darde. Stephen Tsai. Jem Ishkir. Clara Thomas. Stephen Chan. Shuang Wu. Haijing Fu. Rahim Gulamayev. Mingyuan Huang. Cheng Xiang Ren. Jia Zheng. Yifan Zhu. Xiaofei Cheng. Judy Huang. Wadan Yan. Hao Town. Shen Hong. Xiaochun Zhang. Jingyi Chen. Dean Rotao. Siyu Dong. Shijia Wang. Yiming Xia. Ding Sheng Wu. Bohan Zheng. Yunong Liu. Mengying Zhang. Jining Chen. Hu Zheng. Parvati Satyaprakashan. Brian Short. Lei Yu. Lisa Mann. Charles Zheng. Jevon Yu. Taisu Kumar. Mandy Wong. Amy Chen. Jonathan Gary. Jen Leon. Chu Chu Wang. Hao Yuan Sun. Huai Hu Na. Bihan Liao. Qingjun Wang, Xiaobin Dong, Samuel Edwards, Dianyao Gu, Hao Shu, Kainan Ki, Sida Chen, Shuhan Wang, Yifan Liu, Colin Yuhao Qian, Benjamin Wu, Mackenzie Reed, Matt Wolfson, Stephen Dwamashkin, Matthew Gentil, Swati Jayavel, Janice Oh, Madhuri Gambhir, Sheena Jain, Urpita Shivakumar, Manvi Malik, Brenda Olivia Martiz, Tirth Kumar Pandya, Ravi Dugar, Sai Ram Prasad Reddy Sanapuredi, Harish Sethumadhavan, Yang Li, Kong Wai, Wai Tang, Han Teng, Guan Tian Zheng, Dongfang Chen, Ellen Partridge, and now we have bachelor's candidates. Victoria Dai, Annika Lutan, Alexander Fusco, Andrew Carr, Hidak Tak Tak, Fanny Okaikue Woody, Vincent Shin, Ziyi Selena Peng, Junbao Li, Ron Zhang, Michael Nebarak, Kevin Howald, Shengyang Zhao, Christopher Preusch, Claire Yang, Elise Cotton, Krista Sandercock, Varsha Vastare, Jacob Lampe, Eric Holmes, Michael Nguyen, Arash Mat Habfar, Andrew Billingsley. Matthew Laheka. Mike Wang. Ritvik Sarkar. Roddy Russell, Jr. Brian Pollock. Daniel Siekman. Richard Gold. Garrett Yoon. Blake Berger. Andrew Shakalish. Tejas Singh. Andrew Wolfers. Laura Herley. Einar Weitzaga. John Pollock. Zachary Porter. Karen Martin. Rena Yang. Maria Serenko. Amber Chen. Vivek Gadam. Tianse Pan. Ale Meng. Brendan Cleary.
Thank you, Dean Collins. Will the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Catherine Bohr, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform?
Carl Graham. Johanna Ufman. Christy Kong. David Rubin. Melissa Lurcher. Arpita Bose. Jessica Swanee. Christy Krulsik. Alexander Yushak. Daniel Martin. Brent Weissman. Julian Caicedo. James Davis. George Andrew Velosky. Rachel Hirschbeck. Julian Delellis Mitch. Timothy Jenkins. William Hannigan. Lyle Bernstein. Nicholas Blobel. Norma Sakaira. Jonathan Nassimi. Rosemary O'Regan. Ananya Budrish. Cynthia Sun, Sarah Hergeth, Emily Dries, Allison Lombardi, Evans and Jaguna, Catherine Crawford, Elizabeth Frieden, Brenna Funfar, Carolyn Begleiter, Amanda Cortine, Juliet Lamb, Amber Van Dyken, Erica Rufenacht, Devin Savoy, Ashley Deal, Danielle Carolee, Cassandra Gizzo, Jordan Harrison, Jasmine Cottridge, Eli Wiener, Stephen Notovitz, Juwa Diana Park, Jusuk Lee, Caleb Balbera, Emma Lichtenstein, Maria Jang, Rohan Bhatia, Jenny Mack, Matthew Henderson, Evan Gal, Frank Canizzaro, Francesca Giamona, Karen Otega, Osiris Rivez, Rebecca Strong, Dominique Vaughn, Evan Roglich, Meredith Weiss, Kayla Babish, Alexa Davis, Jonathan Davis, Alexander Legakis, Jonathan Fine, Jacqueline C, Omer Syed, Marina Filkin, Ina Maryasania, Evelyn Demichel Rodriguez, Meryl Seif Lindsay, Serena Schatz, Linya Ron Wong, Sarah Frances Schoflin, Rebecca Hopkins, Michael West, Jeremy Schnapp. Andrew Rasman. Nihar Sutar. Salman Abdul Qadir. Nabil Momin. David Hennessy. Brian Sullivan. Alexander Trabit. George Malanga. Alexandra Clement. Phoebe Koenig.
Thank you, Dean Bohr. Will the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, Gretchen Ritter, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Teresa Moniz. Julie Ofori Monti. Karine Tibet. Morris Hansen. Mary Abramchuk. Turkel Anwar. David Pineda. Erica Watson. Zinzan Fern. John Lopez. Akila Ananthram. Xinyi Zoe Zhao. Suyan Nam. Heyan Shin. Shuang Jia. Fuyuzhen Peng. Tamir Patricia Golofi. Patrick O'Neill. Christine Chow. Curtis Wang. Vigneshwar Subramanian. Elizabeth Eller. Arthur Ejido. Enchi Zhang. Diego Riccardi. Jimin Li. Yujin Li. Nicholas Lewis Chan. Neil Lawson. Zener Zhu. Monjia Li. Sarah Moira Shields. Eileen Liu. Ji-Yoon Lee. Jin-Wook Choi. Dennis Kutateladze. Tom Huerta. Emma Gelbard. Megan Alzona. Sarah Lipsky. Danielle Yolande Guerrier. Sing-Hoon Lee. Julius Claybron. Nadia Youssef. Jane Yuan. Byung-Hee Yu. Yi He.
Thank you, Dean Retta. Congratulations to all of you on your achievements. Will the assembly please stand for the singing of the Cornell University alma mater?